Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Ministry. It's good to be back with you another time. And today we've got a special treat. I've got my dear wife, and she is a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ also. Her name is Sister Janice, and she's going to be coming and sharing a word today. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to her at this time that she can share a word from the Lord. And I know it will definitely be a blessing to you.
Well, good evening. I wanted to talk today a little bit concerning the book of Proverbs. And many that have studied the book of Proverbs realize that it was wrote by Solomon, which was David's son. And David had taught him to fear the Lord. And like David, there's been a time when Solomon fell into sin, but in 1 Kings chapter 11, we see that Solomon reigned in Israel, and when he did, his heart was right with the Lord, with God. And God told Solomon he could ask God for something, and he would give it to him. And Solomon asked him for wisdom to judge the people and to judge it correctly. And Solomon's wisdom was given to him, and during this time, he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon. He wrote Proverbs, or at least the first 29 chapters of Proverbs. And Solomon was a very intelligent man. And because God answered the prayer, he prayed it from a young age. And so Proverbs became a collection of what he had done. And it's a book of short sayings. A proverb is something that's also truth, and many are things that are easy to remember. And many of those proverbs also are about moral teaching, easy to make clear with what is right and what is wrong. And it would do good, I think, for parents to have devotions a lot of times using the book of Proverbs as their children grow up, and especially many teens, and they could benefit from the book of Proverbs. And also, parents can benefit a lot from the book of Proverbs, and these words should regulate and govern our lives as a believer. If a person wants to live and be guided well, read Proverbs often and the wisdom from it. The book of Proverbs deals with practical wisdom, down-to-earth wisdom that deals with everyday life. In chapter 1 and verse number 7, it tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, this is the key verse of chapter 1. It talks about fearing God, and it talks about wisdom. And those who refuse to enter this door, they're not going to have the wisdom that they need. So if you fear the Lord, it is a doorway of wisdom. And those who refuse to enter that doorway or enter this book of wisdom will have very little use for the book of Proverbs, because it has such wisdom and such knowledge to it for everyday life. Every student, I would say, in America would be benefited in their classrooms if they would be able to go through the book of Proverbs. So Proverbs is about godly wisdom. However, to attain it and use it for everyday life is what is vitally important. Wise or wisdom is used 125 times during this book. And it's this book's greater than any advanced education, because it is wisdom that teaches us skillful living. It speaks of understanding how to act, how to be competent in a variety of life situations. Proverbs shows there is a right and wrong way to live. It gives direction to our lives and keeps us in step with life, with God's plan. The Hebrew translation, or the Hebrew meaning, means for wisdom here, is talented people who worked with their hands. And, you know, a lot of times commentators find it very hard to do outlines with this whole book, because of what in-depth study there is in everyday life. There's so many different avenues. In this study, it will be our a way of just looking at this book and what something to give you some example about this book. So I encourage you to read the book of Proverbs. But what is a proverb? And the meaning is a short sentence based on a long experience. Brief poetic statements that tells us truths about living life and uprightly under God's direction. When we study this book, we can find that the book of Proverbs to be the wisdom that is God himself and a world ordered by God. God is the only true source of wisdom. And take the courage and apply God's wisdom to your life and the church. When we travel through life, it is important to make sure we are on the right road. So how can we accomplish this? Proverbs deals with everyday life. And he tells us in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so this road is what is right. In Proverbs 12 and 28 says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof is no death. Proverbs deals with many avenues of life. It helps our walk through life relationships. It talks about family relationships, riches. It talks about gossip. It talks about work. It talks about love, sexuality, self-control, anger, and foolishness. And that's just naming a few things that are listed here in this book. The way of wisdom is doing what is right and good in God's sight. So we need God to be wise and we need God to be good. We belong to God and we need God both for wisdom and goodness. When we walk down life's road, we don't need to go alone. And Proverbs 1 and 20 and 21, it says, wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth words. So we see that the wisdom woman will keep us from the worldly women or woman, which is the Holy Spirit. That's going to lead us and to guide us and to be with us. If wisdom walked down the road and you come suddenly to a place in the road that deviates you or moves you in a different direction, you want to send you in the wrong direction, where would wisdom go? Wisdom leads you straight. It can be a companion toward righteousness. And God says not to let her go. And Proverbs 4 and 8 says, make sure she is your companion. Never let her go. In other words, don't ever let go of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides and directs your life. Listen to wisdom's voice. Listen to wisdom's call. Ask yourself at times, what are you listening to? Wisdom is God's describing himself as a companion that will always be there. When we face life's decisions, he will walk beside of us. When we mess up, he will put us back on track. A companion, think about, and I'll give you this example, a husband and wife, they will be there in the good times and the bad. Why? Because they walk together. And if we will walk with God in our life and trust his ways, he will walk with us. And he will give us the wisdom to go in the right direction. Wisdom in chapter 1 here, it talks about in verse number 2, I know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. So we see here that meaning a skillful in living. Or skillful to live life successfully. In the Hebrew word, wise behavior, wise dealings, good sense. It's our everyday life and how we got it and how it goes. God's wisdom hits us right where we live. Because it's leading us in the right direction. A wise man will hear an increase in learning. Verse number 5 says, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. And I like the Amplified that says, the person of understanding will acquire or get wise counsel and the skill to steer his course wisely and lead others to the truth. In verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. And sometimes in life road, we see where we don't always use wisdom. And sometimes we don't want to go that direction. But if we will have an attentive ear and begin to listen to that voice that will lead us right, we won't steer our course away from God so far that we don't even know where he's at. But he will always lead and guide and direct us. And the book of Proverbs is not a mysterious. It is something that is there to sustain us and give us the wisdom to live our everyday life in the comfort of the Lord. The purpose of Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline. It helps people with instruction and discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. These Proverbs will give knowledge and purpose to young people, but it also will give guidance and instruction to mothers and fathers. I pray you will take this book and give you guidance, and let the Holy Spirit be your constant guide to lead your life in the right direction. The Holy Spirit will never lead you anywhere that would be in the wrong road. Make a connection today and learn this book, and it will lead and guide you throughout your life.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Foundational Faith Ministry today. I know this has been a blessing to you, and we just want to encourage you. If you would like to reach out to us and contact us to let us know that you're listening, we'd love to have you to do that. Matter of fact, I believe on the platform, you may be able to find word that you actually can give a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Also, our email address is foundationalfaithministry2020@gmail.com. Again, we really appreciate Sister Janice sharing today. Until our next time, God bless you. And we will be worshiping and sharing scripture very soon again.